Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good afternoon, Patriots. Welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. With myself and my co-host Thomas Ulmer here on Red Pill News. Rumble.com/Red Pill 78. BitChute.com/Red Pill 78. TruthSocial.com@Red Pill 78. Gab Getter et al. You guys, today it's a bit of a somber program. We mourn the passing of a conservative icon, Lynette Hardaway, a.k.a. Diamond, from the dynamic duo Diamond and Silk. She passed away at 51 years of age yesterday, suddenly and unexpectedly. We're going to be mourning her, honoring her memory, and then we've got some very interesting things to discuss in terms of the new session of Congress. I think the big takeaway from the opening session is that the America Freedom Caucus is firmly in charge of the Republican agenda. And it looks like the Democrats are starting to notice that things may not be what they seem. So, do me a favor. Sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, and Thomas and I will be right back after this brief message from the sponsor of this program. All right, welcome back to the program, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. And please join me in welcoming my co-host on this and every Thursday, Mr. Thomas Ulmer. Thomas, how are you?
I'm good, man. It's Tuesday, not Thursday.
Did I say Thursday? It's definitely Tuesday.
We're good. Tuesday. We're in a time warp for sure. I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Just getting the formatting done on the screen here because things were a little out of whack. All right, great. Sad news today, you guys. First of all, we need to give a little bit of condolences to the family of Lynette Hardaway, also to the other half of Diamond and Silk. Silk, I don't know what her plans are now that Lynette has passed away, but I obviously you got to give her time. I mean, I'm sure she's going to be taking some time off. Now, Diamond and Silk, they were sisters, okay? And they made quite a name for themselves in conservative media circles. They were very popular. They got multiple chances to meet President Trump. He loved them, and he actually released a statement about the passing of Lynette last night. He said, "Really bad news for Republicans and, frankly, all Americans. Our beautiful Diamond of Diamond and Silk has just passed away at her home in the state she loves so much, North Carolina. Silk was with her all the way and at her passing. There was no better team anywhere or at any time. Diamond's death was totally unexpected. Probably her big and precious heart just plain gave out. Rest in peace, our magnificent Diamond. You will be greatly missed." Now, Thomas, I think the first thing that comes to people's minds is to ask the question of whether or not Diamond was vaccinated. Because, you know, I mean, I'm looking at the language President Trump used, totally unexpected. All of the reports that I saw yesterday showed that she died suddenly. And of course, there's that meme going around right now of died suddenly. But I have not been able to find any information to say that she died from the jab, or that she at least had gotten the jab. And I've even had people tell me that they are pretty certain that she was not jabbed. But she was a young woman. I mean, she's 51 years old. That's not that I'm going to be 45 this year. Okay. She's only 6 years older than I am. And, you know, it's a shocking thing anytime you have younger people. And it's especially, yes, Mr. Plum says, I heard she was not vaccinated. She was higher risk, though. Let's just be honest. Rumble Pilgrim says she was black, middle-aged, and obese. Okay. So she did have something stacked against her. But I heard people in the chat last night with John on Baseless Conspiracies say that she had been sick and hospitalized over Thanksgiving. Maybe she had COVID. Maybe she had the flu. She had something else. But either way, the most important thing is to keep both Diamond and Silk in your prayers. And of course, pray for her family. You know, I don't know how large her family is. I don't know if she has any children, you know, but undoubtedly there were people who loved her. And she was an incredible person. You know, I mean, she was a big, boisterous personality, and she and Silk had an incredible show. I mean, millions of people tuned in every single day. She's going to be greatly missed. Last night, people in the chat were saying they had no idea that she had died, and they were sobbing uncontrollably. Very, very sad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this whole movement, the awakening, everything that we could think of can be very like sombering. It can be very low tone.
Yeah.
And they would bring such like they would bring comedy into it. They would heckle. They were good people. And they, you know, they were a voice for the black community, the conservative community. And it's just like the Hodge twins. You know, it's the same thing over there with those guys. You know, it stinks that happens. You know, to great Americans and people who have a voice, and they're on the right side of history. Yeah, may she rest. That it stinks for all of us, for sure.
Yeah.
Great people.
Now, a specific cause of death has not been revealed yet. But I think Rumble Pilgrim is right. You know, we may find that it's something, you know, that we could have anticipated. And, you know, there are plenty of people out there who don't put their health information on blast. You know, not everybody goes out there and says, you know, hey, I've got this diagnosis and, you know, I've got to worry about this. And maybe you guys need to, you know, consider the fact that I might not be here forever. you know, that everybody plays it a little bit differently. You know, I'll certainly be looking forward to seeing exactly what information does come. you know, I just want to say, too, I think it's a good thing that people are immediately questioning what we're being told in the mainstream media and why we're seeing the things happen that we do, specifically whether or not she was jabbed. When you see someone who was otherwise relatively healthy, when you see them dying suddenly and unexpectedly, and the first thing that comes to your mind is, was that person jabbed? I think that that's a major threshold that we've crossed here in this nation, because we think about how, over the last 2 years, you know, how many people that just should not have died, you know, are like completely erased from existence. I mean, even the guy from the NFL game the other day, was it
Hamlin?
Hamlin, yeah, Damar Hamlin. You know, apparently he's recovering, but you know, I don't know how far his career is going to go. You know what shocked me, Thomas? That they're going to pay him in full for the games that he didn't play. That's not normal, is it?
It's probably under the circumstances of what's going on. And, you know, the NFL is, you know, like pro Black Lives Matter and all this kind of stuff. They have to keep everything up to par in that sort of thing. But in that scenario, but I mean, yeah, would they do that for other people? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think that's very common. I don't think it's common.
Over here on Rumble, Janice6966 says, based on what we know, prominent conservatives should avoid getting hospitalized for any reason. I will second that, okay? Unless you are 100% certain that your hospital or your emergency provider is liberty-minded and not going to force treatments on you, I would be highly suspect of anything that they would try to get you to do or any treatments they would try to give you.
I have a story about that.
Oh really God! Quick, please, I've got a follow up on a question from a guest. So, but go ahead. Tell me yeah, what your
I will
story
say
is.
when I was having my gallbladder removed, when I was going to see surgeons, one of the best surgeons I went to was actually stated as a very good surgeon in South Carolina. Was when I met them was a extreme liberal, told me to keep the mask on at all times, and then when I was just kind of like, well, you know, I don't like wearing the mask. Literally changed his whole demeanor towards me. I could tell where he was coming from. I knew what, you know, you could tell that he was like, this guy's conservative. I don't like this. Didn't go to him at all. I did not feel comfortable. And the person in the chat, you're absolutely right. Something, you know, we all have a sixth sense. You could feel, I just felt something come over me that was, this person makes me uncomfortable knowing that they know that I'm conservative. Very true to that person who dropped that comment.
Yeah.
Be aware when you go to the hospital about these things. Just feel people out before you go in if you're getting put under the knife, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's too many opportunities for rogue medical professionals to hurt you and severely. Okay, so like take care of yourself. The follow-up that I had to that is that I've talked about this on the show before, but someone emailed me asking if I had any leads on unvaccinated blood. This is a question I've gotten quite often, okay? And I've asked a number of medical professionals. The Red Cross and other blood suppliers do not separate or take note of whether or not people are vaccinated when they donate blood. So if you're going to need blood, the best advice that I can give you is to, in advance, go speak with your medical provider. Let them know that you're not comfortable getting blood from any other person and you'd like to have your own blood withdrawn and stocked up and stored so that should you need to have a blood transfusion, you can simply get a blood transfusion from your own blood. I know that blood transfusions have been around for a long time, and based on blood type, you know, it's unlikely that something bad will happen, but I'm just kind of uncomfortable in, generally with the idea of having somebody else's stuff inside my body. Okay.
I would freak out.
Yeah, I'm not real cool with it. So
that's a Seinfeld episode too.
Okay, I'm totally fine. Totally fine having my blood withdrawn first. That's the only way that I know of and that I've been advised by other medical professionals, not that I'm a medical professional, but people that I know, been advised by those people that that's the only way you can be certain that you will not be receiving vaccinated blood. So that's what I recommend you do. And then I also want to say thank you to Wendy. Wendy, whose daughter made this incredible 3D Christmas card right here. Wendy is from Australia, and she sent me a beautiful card. Wendy, I wanted to say thank you on air. I really appreciate it. She also sent me an Australian, it looks like opal in there. This is a bookmark. And then there's also a kangaroo opal chain right there. And it was very sweet of her. Those are gifts for
that's
both
awesome.
Real Red Pill fiance and I. And then also, this is like Australia Day here. I got another care package from my buddy Vector117. Hold on. Take a look at this flag. Take a look at this flag. Okay? Ugh. Can you see the pole?
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so cool. Vector, you're amazing. I want to thank you very much for sending this stuff over. And I am drinking coffee from a Vector117 coffee mug right now. And it says Vector Z117. I don't know what the Z is for. Maybe it's for Zach, but maybe it's for something else. I have to figure that one out. Okay. All right. Let me see. I wanted to make sure I didn't have any more questions that the audience had sent in. Okay, I think that's it, Thomas. Let's get into the 118th session of Congress. So, what is your opinions on the speaker vote and now Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House? Let me preface that by saying a lot of people believed that it was the end of the world and that a Kevin McCarthy speaker meant that America was lost. What are your opinions?
I will say this, man. I think that when you have 15 people flip like that, 14, 15 people flip like that, there are no coincidences when that happens. I feel like strings were pulled. I feel like President Trump did make a phone call, did talk to people. And I think that, call this conspiratorial or not, I mean, we have a shadow president because no one elected Biden. Yeah. And I feel like we may have also a shadow speaker at this point. I don't know. I do know that McCarthy is being held by the balls, by the short and curlies. That's what I feel, because if he makes one, you know, hiccup, he gets the boot. One vote, you're out. This is a turn. We have turned a corner. I feel very positive about this. I feel like they're going to go very strong in these investigations, because they know what's at stake. Our democracy has been at stake. We know where America is at. We know how corrupt these politicians are. We know how corrupt our government is. I feel like this is a turn for the best. And I'm stoked to see what happens, man. I really do. And coming, you know, we'll probably get into a little later, but these classified documents from Biden and all of this coming together at once, give me a break. How does that happen? How does that all happen at once? That's so nuts to see, man. I'm in high spirits. I think we should all be.
I absolutely agree with you. Now, I talked about this a little bit on the show yesterday, but I also believe that the America First Caucus is the Freedom Caucus, rather, is firmly in control of Congress at this point. Kevin McCarthy absolutely must play ball, and he must use the agenda that they set. Otherwise, they can remove him at any time. One vote to vote on his removal, five votes to remove him, and then they have to vote for another speaker all over again. The process will begin. And all eyes are on the Congress right now. And so what have they done? Well, the first thing that I wanted to point out is actually a tweet from Representative Jim McGovern. He's not a friendly. He is a Democrat. But he noticed that the biggest concession that McCarthy had to agree to was that rule change, allowing them to vacate the speaker's chair. This is located in Section Q of the congressional, I guess, rules record. And, you know, very interesting. Now, who is McGovern? He is Lisa's husband and Patrick and Molly's dad. He's from Massachusetts 2nd District, and he's working to end hunger. He is part of the Rules Democrats, top Dem on the Rules Democrats, House Rules Committee, co-chair of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Committee, and part of the China Commission as well. And he's a he, him. Okay, so obviously McGovern is pointing that out to make all Republicans appear to be crazy conspiracy theorists. Now, that could be just a total coincidence, or it could be somebody doing a wink and a nod. But either way, McGovern and the other Democrats are taking note of this. Now, let's talk about what the Republicans have done in that first day with Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. First thing they did was repeal the 87,000 IRS agents, or more specifically, they repealed the funding for the 87,000 IRS agents. This was from that Inflation Reduction Act. That would have put $79.6 billion into the IRS over the next 20 years, allowing them to hire those IRS agents and then setting them ablaze out in the world with one specific order: to take as much money from us as they possibly could.
Small businesses, patriots is who they would focus on. These are goons, bro. These aren't, you know, these aren't like norm. I would say that this is more like a not a militia, I would say, but they're not. I would not say that they were real IRS people. You know what I'm getting at? Like, there's something to these 87,000 that are targeting people. That's not, you know, normal to me. I feel like these people, they have a vendetta.
They absolutely have a vendetta. I mean, this wouldn't be the first time that the IRS would have been weaponized against conservative Americans. And these IRS agents in particular were going to be trained as like law enforcement agents. Okay.
Right.
So like IRS showing up at your house, demanding to enter, demanding to see your receipts for everything that you've got. You know, I mean, hey, I heard your Cash App account has over $600 in it. Let me see who sent you that money. I mean, just imagine, there are so many different ways that they could come in and they could mess up your life. So by withdrawing that $80 billion from the IRS, that negates any of those possibilities. And the IRS is already, supposedly a little overworked and a little overburdened. So it means that they're probably going to be working with speed rather than with efficiency, which is good for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, right out of the gates, this is what I'm saying, man. The Democrats fear what this freedom, you know, this Freedom Caucus is about. They fear these people. And you can see it watching it yesterday. I had it tuned in. We were watching on my live stream yesterday, all of it go down. And what they bring to the table over and over again is abortion. If anyone watched it yesterday and they were on my stream with me, I think we counted four women that walked up. They're like, they're taking women's rights away as a woman that's had an abortion. Next lady that comes up as a woman that's had an abortion. It's like, what are you bringing to the table besides your bitching?
Tell me you're a murderer. Tell me you're a murderer without telling me you're a murderer.
Correct. Exactly. They have nothing. And I'll say this too, man. I feel like a lot more people are going to be tuning into the C-SPAN.
Absolutely.
Into the C-SPAN programs, live events, because there's no editing. It's literally just in your face. Mm-hmm. They're not going to cut the cameras. For Christ's sakes, we almost had a fist fight on the 14th or 15th round, whatever that was. Come on. I mean, this is like primetime television here. Why would anybody want to tune into Monday Night Football when you can almost see a fight on C-SPAN? It's fantastic. And Patriots, you know, putting the nails in the coffin. It's awesome, bro.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Mitchie Me 315 says, I heard on Badlands chat that they want to tax your garage sales and secondhand sales on Facebook. That's absolutely true. That was one of the things that these 87,000 IRS agents were going to do. They want to tax every single dollar that you ever touch. Okay, if you're a 10-year-old child and you sell too much lemonade, the IRS is going to come and they want their cut of that. And that stands for absolutely everything. All transactions between people, they look at that as lost potential revenue. But it's none of their business, as far as I'm concerned. You know, private citizens can deal in private business with each other. Okay, it's not interstate commerce. You know, and even take a look at this. So the rule that Biden had done, I think he did it with an executive order about side hustles and like Cash App and PayPal. You have to get 1099 now for anything over $600. With PayPal, it used to be anything over $20,000. Okay. And more than like, I think, 120 transactions. So if both of those things were true, then they would instantly 1099 you. Now, if you bring in more than $600, they're going to be sending you a 1099. They actually pushed that back. So there is a potential, I think, for this Republican House to actually do something to repeal that. I would argue that you guys should be reaching out to your congressman and telling them that that is something they need to address, too. Hands off side hustles. OK, if people are, you know, making enough money to pay taxes, fine. But in the meantime, we need to stay off all of this other extra cash that people have because they need it. Number one thing, I think, in the end is to repeal the IRS at the heart of it and then go back to something like the gold standard. Let me tell you guys another story. Janice also says the funniest part about yesterday was how they tried to prop up the IRS like some heroic agency. That's the backbone of the country. That's absolutely freaking ridiculous. The IRS is a grifter organization that's designed to squeeze people with the immense power of the federal government. It's weaponized to come after you so that if they need to destroy you, they can do it quickly and easily.
They're like mercenaries.
They're exactly like mercenaries. You're totally right. So I got a notification yesterday. I had Progressive auto insurance, and I got a notification that they were raising my rates by $800 a year. And that's a lot of freaking money. All right. So I sent an email to my insurance agent. I was like, what the heck's going on? Well, you know, looks like they raised my rates and I haven't done anything. I haven't claimed anything. I got a crack in my windshield. Okay. That I haven't gotten fixed because I don't want my insurance to go up. Okay. You know, I mean, it's just, you just got to live with it. So the insurance agent said, yeah, Progressive raised the rates on everybody in Florida to the same tune. And so like all of their Florida customers are reaching out and they're pissed off. So I was like, well, listen, I said, I want to know what else I can do. And she was like, sorry, we looked at everybody and Progressive is the best rate. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So I went out there and I searched. Geico has the lowest cost insurance in Florida. So I went to Geico, got a quote. Okay. And they quoted me $1,000 less per year. Okay, then the rate increase. Okay, so it ended up being $300 or $400 less than what I was paying right now. And I was like, that's awesome. All right. So I go ahead and I was like, I'm going to make the payment right now. And because my payment for Progressive was going to come out today. And so I made the payment yesterday. But they showed me one price. They showed me one price in the quote. And then once I got to the payment screen, they were like, did your daughter get into an accident in 2020 while she was on your insurance? And it's either yes or no. Okay. And they say if you lie, it's a federal crime. And so I was like, well, yes. And they're like, okay, great. Thanks for the information. Raise the rates by $400. Immediately, right there with like nothing I could do. Doesn't matter that my daughter is an adult. Doesn't matter that she has her own insurance company. Excuse me, her own insurance policy. They charged me for an accident that she was in. She wasn't even at fault in that accident. Okay. Totally freak and nothing I can do about it. Yes, my insurance is now only slightly more than it was before, which is better than the rate increase that I was going to have with Progressive, but it still pissed me off. It was a bait and switch. So I'm going to call the Florida Attorney General. I'm going to talk to them about it because I called Geico. I called Geico and they were like, oh, I can't see anything that's making your rate this high. And I was like, you don't see like the part where you guys are putting my daughter's accident on my record? And they were like, no, absolutely not. And I was like, that's bull. That's BS. Okay.
They're lying right to your face.
Yeah. You're absolutely lying. And when I went to cancel Progressive, I had to cancel the automatic payment. They wouldn't let me do it from the app. They made me call the company. And when I called the company, the guy was like, well, before you cancel, can you let me see if I can lower your rates for you? And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, sure. You know, if you keep it at the same rate, I'm going to keep the insurance here. And he was able to bring it down to like $1,800, which pissed me off even more because that meant that I could have been paying less than I was paying before. So anyways, I'm done with Progressive. I will never use Progressive again. And Geico gave me the same amount of insurance with the same deductible for roughly the same price that I was paying before the rate increase with Progressive. Now, what's really interesting is that insurance companies all across America are screwing people over like this. You know, they're paying more money because we've got all these excess deaths. They had to pay out a ton of claims down here in Florida specifically because of the hurricanes. California has had companies like Geico pull out completely. All right. Certain people are no longer able to get insurance for their vehicles in California because the insurance companies just don't want to do business in California. I heard a couple of months ago and I reported it on the channel that all Geico offices in the state closed down. And then somebody else emailed me and said that their insurance provider emailed them and said, we're no longer writing policies in California. You're screwed. You're on your own. Like, what kind of a world do we live in? Absolute BS.
Clown world. I mean, yeah, they're treating you like it's the same thing when you said well, before you leave, can we work with you? Can we load? That's like what credit card companies do, which is also a scam. It's all a scam. You know, I mean, they're just bending you over. That's all that they do. I don't know where else to go from that.
Well, here's
but I
the
mean,
thing. What upsets me is that you pay for the service, okay, because you're obligated by law to have the insurance, all right?
Right.
You pay for it, and even if you don't use it, they raise your rates. And if you do use it, they really raise your rates, all right? So God forbid you should ever find yourself in a situation where you have to make a claim on your car because you're going to be screwed. And you're going to be screwed even if you don't. This is absolutely unfair across the board. Not fair for people to do. Now, I wish that there was an underwriting organization that was owned and run by patriots that would give you fair pricing. But unfortunately, all of these industries are completely corrupt. Let me continue on. Now that I'm done ranting, sorry about that, guys. Now that I'm done ranting, let's continue on with the moves that Kevin McCarthy, as Speaker of the House, is making. You know how they removed Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because she was a crazy conspiracy theorist and talked about how the election had been rigged and Joe Biden wasn't the legitimate president. Well, Kevin McCarthy is moving to take Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, and Ilhan Omar from their congressional committees, probably because they're all spies for foreign nations, or maybe it's just because they're leakers and liars. We know Eric Swalwell was compromised by a Chinese honeypot spy. We know Representative Ilhan Omar married her brother so that she could fake the reason why she was going to get citizenship here in this nation. And she had an affair while she was married. Very Christian of her. Not very Christian, I mean. Not even very Muslim of her. And then she's also kind of a crazy person herself. And then Adam Schiff is a Syria leaker and a Syria liar. None of these people deserve to be on congressional committees. I also yesterday talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene's recent comments about how she believes Joe Biden is president. She had been asked to disavow her crazy conspiracy theories. She said that she read some things online that basically took her down the wrong path. And I just, you know, when it, my attempt to discuss this was to show people that there is a level of political maneuvering that has to take place in Washington, D.C., and Marjorie seems to be playing that game now. You know, she worked to help get Kevin McCarthy into the speaker position. And so far, it's working out, okay? But we're very early in the game. And if it wasn't for that rules change, then I don't know that Kevin would be playing the game that he is. But Marjorie seems to be playing the game as well because she is buddying up to people. She's doing the rounds on Fox News. And she appears to be stating what the political powers that be want her to state. I personally don't believe that that means that she is speaking these things at face value. I don't think that she necessarily believes that Joe Biden is the president. Now, she was asked if Joe Biden is the legitimate president, and she said,
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Everybody knows Joe Biden is president. I don't know that she believes that. And I think that it's if she wants to be successful in Washington, it's necessary for her to behave in a certain way. I want to get your thoughts on that and your thoughts on the committee changes. But we got to take a break for the second half of the show. We'll be right back. All right. Now, Rumble Pilgrim pointed out, made the statement. This is exactly what I'm trying to get across to you guys. Is that as long as we get policies we want, I don't care what Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks or says. That's the same attitude everybody should be taking. I think that the unnecessary and ill-placed rage at certain people for not doing and saying exactly what we think they should be doing or saying, I think that it's a waste of energy. And I think that what we need to focus on is the overall coherence of the America First plan and how it's being implemented. And so Marjorie playing the game, if that gets things done, then that's what I think is worthwhile. And that's what I think is good. So I want your thoughts, Thomas. What do you think?
Well, I've talked about it on my show before. I mean, we've discussed was she a plant? Was she supposed to be buddied up against, you know, McCarthy? Is she, you know, a lot of these people do have handlers, you know, and that's why I said, is he being controlled by the short and curlies? Is she his handler? We don't know. Obviously, optics are being played, like you said, so on where she's making the mainstream media rounds. She's putting out this information because attacks are going to come. That's what the mainstream media is. That's what the Democrats are. They're going to try and find any nook and cranny to bash, whether it's Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene or any of these heavy hitters out there that are speaking their mind. Again, I really believe that. And have you seen articles about? I saw about three of them yesterday talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene having an affair with Kevin McCarthy. I think that that's a hit job. I think they're trying to besmirch her.
I've heard a number of people suggest that. And, you know, honestly, I don't think it's any of my business. And she's divorced. You know, if she had an affair while she was married, I don't like that. But at the end of the day, does that change much other than her own personal circumstance? No, not really. Mm-hmm. I would like it if everybody in politics had the same values and morals as we do. But I think that's too much to ask, unfortunately. I think that a lot of people most people in politics probably have a lot of skeletons in their closets. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have so many people who are so easily controlled. Blackmail. That is the currency of Washington, D.C. You know, my one recommendation for anybody choosing to get into politics is to stay true to your morals, stay true to your values. Okay. Remember your oath, whether it's to your wife or to your nation, to your constitution. Never forget the real reason why you're there. That's to represent the people. But yes, it very easily could be a hit job. There are a lot of people who are very angry with her. And I just think that we've got more important things to focus on.
Right, right. And that's what I said coming into this podcast is my spirits are high. And yeah. I think that we all should be on that same wavelength. And we're turning a corner. I mean, this is day one. This is day one. It's time to get to work. It's time to put these boys and girls to work because they work for us, Zach. Yeah. And people demand justice. And again, like I said from the beginning, these investigations coming out, whether it's into January 6th, whether it's into the border, whether it's into Fauci, these things are coming. And they're going to be reprimanded for this stuff. And I'm excited, man.
So
there's been a lot of lulls through all this, man. And
of course,
this is a high end point. This is a high point we're at.
I absolutely agree. Tell me, what do you think about the committee assignments? I mean, listen to this quote from McCarthy. Swalwell can't get a security clearance in the private sector. I'm not going to give him a government security clearance. Schiff has lied to the American public. Now, I can only imagine what he would say about Ilhan Omar, who, in my mind, is here illegally. But I think these are two very strong statements, and this is right in line with our thinking.
Correct. It is. And I think that if we were in a different time where President Trump wasn't where he is and what we all know, this would not have happened. He's a rhino through and through. Yep. Something has changed for him to be saying these things. It's because his balls are against the wall right now. That's what's going on. They have him in some way, shape or form. He made a deal to be either play by the rules or you're out of here. Maybe they bring up something against him. I don't know, but something's 100% changed that he's going against these people. And if he doesn't hold his word, then peace out, bro. Like, you're gone.
Yeah.
It's awesome to witness.
I think it's awesome to witness, too. I think this is an amazing time to be alive. And despite the highs and lows, I wouldn't change any of it. If I could just save America in the blink of an eye, then I would. But I mean, that's idealistic and naive. So What about the incredible news that Joe Biden, as vice president, not president, as vice president, carried off classified intel and left it in a closet at the University of Pennsylvania where he was renting office space? And it was not found as a result of an investigation. It was found as a result of some people clearing out the office. And they were like, oh, gosh, we clearly shouldn't be looking at this stuff. And so they called the DOJ and the FBI. So now the DOJ and the FBI are investigating. But the mental gymnastics that the mainstream media and the talking heads on the left are going through in order to justify the behavior of Joe Biden versus the behavior of Donald John Trump is absolutely stunning. The one thing that they keep forgetting is that Donald John Trump, as president of the United States of America, had the ultimate authority to declassify any documents he saw fit. He said they were declassified. Therefore, they were declassified. OK, you know, when I've argued with people about this in real life, they're like, oh, he didn't declassify them. There's processes you got to go through. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. The president says, make this document declassified, and it's declassified. He doesn't have to send it off to anybody else to put a stamp of approval on it. OK, he doesn't need to do anything other than decree that it is declassified because that's part of his power package. Now, Joe Biden, as vice president, held no such privilege. OK, so there's no way these documents could have been declassified. Now, he could do it posthumously, but I don't think that's going to happen. So what is your opinion about the incredible hypocrisy on display right now, Thomas?
Right. I think this is boomerang effect. And the coincidence is that this were to happen right after this has happened to President Trump. That was what, August? And then that's not that long ago. What, 4 months ago? Now this happens to Joe Biden. Give me a break. And by the way, who threw him under the bus? none other than the National Archives, who I felt were, you know, not friendlies. And then they go after him. Come on, give me a break, man. Something, there is something moving in the background, and we all know it. It's very interesting to see this. And again, I don't know which congressmen were saying this. Maybe it was Andy Biggs was saying, listen, we're not going after Hunter. We're going after Joe Biden. We're going after Sleepy Joe. And this happens? Give me a break, bro. Like, this is so awesome to see. How can you not be in high spirits, Zach? Let's go.
I think the 118th Congress is going to be a very memorable session.
Wrecking ball.
You know, and just going back to more good things, the new committee to investigate the abuses of the federal government, including the Biden regime and, you know, DOJ, FBI, being headed up by Jim Jordan. Okay, people liked him in the judiciary. You're going to love him in the investigations of the government abuses committee. Okay, Jim Jordan is going to bring this home. And it would, and it's only happening under the leadership of Kevin McCarthy. You know, what he said, what he's doing with Ilhan Omar and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, that's incredible. Donald Trump asks, when is the FBI going to raid the many homes of Joe Biden, perhaps even the White House? These documents were definitely not declassified. And I'm instantly reminded, also, it's important to note, these documents were found in November, like in the first week of November, before the midterms. And they kept it under wraps until now, mid-January. That was obviously to influence the midterm elections. Well, who's going to look into that? I'm instantly reminded of Hillary Clinton and her personal private bathroom server that she had built, sharing or storing tens of thousands of classified documents, of top secret government intelligence, of special access programs. Absolutely incredible. What happened to Hillary Clinton? Well, remember when Jim Comey said, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges for that? Donald Trump had a handful of papers. He was freaking president. He had a handful of papers, and you've got the left calling for his complete and utter removal from society, being thrown in prison for the rest of his life. And then immediately after that, just like 2 months later, Joe Biden is found to be doing the exact same thing, only he's not president at the time. And here they're saying, oh, you know, it's totally different. This is totally different. It's self-reported. So therefore, there's no big deal. No, there's no there there. It's incredible. I mean, these people are out of touch with reality.
Oh, 100%. They're delusional. Well, they have to push a narrative, and we all know that. They're all working cohesively in this. They have to keep it under wraps, and they have to throw out the narrative that I did nothing wrong, but now people are going to see this. They're going to see this. More people watch Fox News, I assume, than they do the left-wing media. A lot of people watch Steve Bannon than the left-wing media. A lot more people watch us than the left-wing media. This is not going to go Zach, this is scripted, dude. Absolutely. What are the chances of that happening? There's more of a chance of Jesus coming back than that happening. I'm telling you right now. It's beautiful.
Oh, my
God. It's awesome. It's scripted. What? See,
you said something last night about a fight almost breaking out. It looks like Dan Crenshaw actually threw a punch. Take a look at this.
Punching walls.
What in the heck is going on? Eye patch McCain. Punching the wall? Why did he punch the wall? Mike Rogers.
Frustrated.
Mike Rogers steps down from House Steering Committee after lunging at Matt Gaetz. Dan Crenshaw loses race for Homeland Security Chair after calling fellow Republicans terrorists. He's crying and he punched the wall because he lost. What a little girl, Dan Crenshaw.
That was a couple days ago, but like him punching the walls, these people trying to throw, you know, sucker punches on Matt Gaetz. These people know what's happening. Their little group, this entity, these swamp rats, they know that their shit is collapsing and it got away from them. They know that McCarthy is now controlled by 20 patriots. That is what has happened. And they're pitching a fit. That's what we're witnessing.
Okay, I've got this is Mike Rogers swinging. I remember when this happened over the weekend, but I didn't see Mike Rogers getting up in his face. Hold on just a second. I'm playing the video here. All right. So this must be Mike Rogers in front here. But this exchange was something else.
They're heated, man. Their world's collapsing.
Well, you know, this was after a week of votes, too. Oh, man. I got to say, you know, I streamed the last two votes because it came on like right as I was ending my Friday show. And I had such a good time. I couldn't believe how hilarious it was, dude.
It's primetime TV now, dude.
So funny. Yeah, yeah. Okay, come on, guy. I want to see this. Where is Mike Rogers jumping up? Okay. Come on, come on. Let's see this. Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah, Mike Rogers comes up and he's upset. Oh my God, he just... he mouthed him. I totally missed that the other night. That's great. Dan Crenshaw crying and punching the walls. I can't believe that one isn't on video. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, these people are unhinged, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why they're unhinged. Because they know that their time in power is over. They are now, they are subject to the whims of the American people. And that is correct. The most frustrating and dangerous position for them to possibly be in. They thought their power would last forever, Thomas, but little did they know that America First does not give up so easily. Now, you mentioned somebody had specifically called out Joe Biden. Byron Donalds, who was one of the people, one of the America Firsters that had his name thrown in the hat for speaker. He said, you know, that this is going to happen, that we're going to impeach Joe Biden. And I don't have a clip of it. But actually, here we go. We've got Benny Johnson put it out in a tweet. So let me go to that. Also, my hang on.
Term limits for all House members.
Six. For it to go back.
And now we know both for the tens of
for the last several years and its implications on the Biden domestic and international agenda. We're going to get all to the bottom of that. But one of the other things that was included in this rules package is a church committee that actually will go through the process of investigating the weaponization of the federal government. It was released in these Twitter files that one of the White House staffers actually sent messages to Twitter requesting that accounts be taken down. This is the type of stuff that must be investigated. We have to get to the bottom of it, because if we're going to have a country of, by, and for the people, the federal government cannot be used as a tool to wield its own agenda against American citizens.
Well, I think you are spot on in terms of raising the Twitter.
He's absolutely right. I'm hoping that we can have some type of a class action trial, a class action lawsuit against the federal government. Because they absolutely trampled all over our rights. Low Country Brooklyn said, play this. This is a riot. Will do. And then also, I think there was something else, another one that I missed, or maybe not. Maybe not. All right. We've definitely got a couple over here on the Foxhole. But here, let me play this.
This is a gopher bill. Can you say it? Well, who knows? A really rich doctor said you were a bummer.
And I think you don't know algebra.
No, we're talking science, bud.
The science of what? Is that a tiger?
One of your friends promised me I could flick you in your face.
Absolutely, you may not do that.
Hit him in his cringy smirk for real.
Say any cereal name.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You're like people in the 12th century.
Why'd he say it like that?
You're a formulated pickle popper.
He's a storm cloud.
I don't like you, dude. And there's a tiger. Oh, that's it. You two guys sent the tiger.
What? I didn't. No. Not me.
What?
I mean,
tiger.
That's just, I mean,
that is reprehensible.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
Brad,
I'm a horrible person.
Brad, I'll report you to Nadine.
I just want your leg bones to be okay. I brought the tiger.
Really, you got
Thomas? Could you hear that?
Yeah, but I had no reference because I can't see it.
Okay, okay. I'll send it over to you in the chat. Oh, that was genius. It's been a long time since I've seen any bad lip reading. Where is the chat? There is the chat. All right. There you go, buddy. Check that out. That's great. Perfect. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think we're in a good position. I think things are going really, really well at the end of the day. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking forward to everything that's happening. All right. So I also wanted to make sure that we speak about what's happening in Brazil. Thomas, I'm sure you covered the events that took place over the weekend. Obviously, the mainstream media, the political left here in America, they're looking to essentially make this Brazil's January 6th. And there are a lot of similarities to January 6th. You know, you had a bunch of people, peaceful protesters, and then you also had a bunch of agent provocateurs who were, you know, hoping to cause death and destruction, and they did. Now, the Brazilian Patriots, they definitely held their own. Minnesota Mom for Trump says, thank you, Red Pill 78, for all your hard work. Much love. Oh, there's more Low Country? Sorry, guys. I thought that it was over. It's all right. It's all right. Well, maybe I'll put it in the video later on today. But yeah, you know, and also in the same way, we've got the Brazilian government, the authorities, locking up almost 2,000 peaceful protesters. They've got apparently a concentration camp. We've got two people who have died in it. Here you can see pictures of the protesters. They're being held in some kind of, looks like a grain silo or something. It's a gym. But they're being held without chargers. They're being held without the access to toilets, to food, to water. And it's just totally inhuman. Here's some video footage of these people being brought and crammed into this place. Many of these people came into town from out of town. They were staying in hotels. They were on buses.
Meu Deus, gente, mais uma pessoa passando mal aqui. Já morreu uma pessoa aqui dentro. Já morreu uma pessoa aqui dentro. Agora são 20 horas e 16 minutos. Mais uma pessoa passando mal aqui. E até agora, agora os bombeiros estão vindo. Já...
So anyways, what was your initial thoughts when you heard what was happening in Brazil?
I mean, it's basically a January 6th 2.0. It's the exact same thing. The replication of it is insane. They're staging a lot of it, I feel. And you will see CNN, and I played it yesterday. CNN is just saying that they're running with it. They're running with it. You have Bill Clinton coming out and saying, I stand with the government of Brazil. I stand with Luna. You have Obama coming out. I stand with Lula.
Lula da Silva. Yeah.
Yeah, so De Silva and I was talking to my audience yesterday. I'm saying, what have we learned out of all of this? As our intelligence rise and our collective consciousness comes together, we all know that when George Soros says, hey, we need to back Ukraine, when Hillary Clinton says we need to back Ukraine, we obviously know that we should not back Ukraine. When I see Bill Clinton say, I stand with Lula, De Silva. And when I see Barack Obama say the exact same thing, I understand what's going on. This is a communist regime locking up people. This is what happens. It's the same thing that happened with Canada and the truckers. The same thing that happened in Hong Kong. You're seeing uprisings everywhere because people are done. People are done with this stuff, man. The replication of what happened on January 6th, it's the exact same thing that happened in Brazil. It's uncanny at this point.
Well, in the same way that Nancy Pelosi and others in Congress knew that there was an attack planned on January 6th. Justice minister, the new justice minister in Brazil, also had forewarning of it, and they stood by and did nothing. This is obviously another snow
same
job.
Game plan.
Yeah, exactly. This is the same playbook as what we saw here on January 6th, and it's the exact same scenario. The difference in Brazil is that the people of Brazil are a little feistier than the people in America, don't you think?
Unarmed, though.
Oh, are they unarmed? Okay, yeah. See,
yeah, they're unarmed down there, which is terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you hear mixed stuff about the military is taking care of them. And I thought I saw something on Bannon where the key word was federal government, military.
The federal
like two
police.
Militaries
there's,
going on.
Yeah, there's
federal police. Yes.
Yeah. There's the Brazilian military, and then there's the federal police, which is literally like a state federal police force. Like, they are in power.
They're like goons.
They're goons, yes. Lula da Silva is in charge of them, and he was in charge of them even when he wasn't in office. Hold on just a sec. I see that there is more to this, and I thought I closed it, but I didn't, so I'm going to finish it.
Okay.
Oh, it's not working. All right. Well, I only missed like 15 seconds of it, but I'm going to go ahead and drop it into the chat, and you guys can watch it on your own. For some reason, Twitter is not working for me properly. Hold on. My mom just sent me a text. Oh, she sent me a picture of an article of Lula da Silva with a Baphomet statue. It's a screenshot, so I can't, I guess, vouch for the provenance of this. But why don't we go and try to search for a picture online. Lula da Silva Baphomet statue.
I see.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, so this
I've seen that before.
Yeah, so this it says that it's doctored, and that's coming from like fact check, leadstories.com. It looks like it was shared by somebody on Twitter, and it says, "This is Lula, a man who is now proudly photographed holding a statue of Baphomet during a visit to a satanic church in Sao Paulo." It doesn't look like a doctored photo to me, but it's kind of low res, so it's difficult to tell. Unless I had like the original photo, I couldn't tell you whether or not I had any real certainty that it was doctored. Let me say this. It wouldn't surprise me if Lula da Silva was pictured holding a Baphomet statue. But we can't say that for sure, because although the fact that it's being fact-checked and reported as fake leads me to believe that it's more likely that it's real.
Well, you have it on both sides right here. I don't know if you can. Can you do this? Of course you can't drop images. Yeah, but there's one in there. It says demon, and it's talking about Bolsonaro, and he's standing under like masonry stuff. It is him, but it could be doctored. I mean, it's on both sides, man. Both sides. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Isn't that wild that he was in Orlando?
That, well, I think he was here on purpose, you know, just in case anything went down. You know, he could say how could he be plotting or scheming or, you know, driving whatever happened if he was here in Florida? So, yeah, I think that's probably more likely. All right. We're going to go through the thank yous over here on the Foxhole. Answer any questions that might be there. I Zeke Truth says a cookie to start the day. 23 Anon said, rest in peace, Diamond. Porpoiseful, thank you for the cookie. And Country Girl, thank you for the shades. Mountain Lace says McCarthy was at Mar-a-Lago earlier. Deals are real when faced with treason. Yeah, I think that Kevin McCarthy is definitely doing what he needs to do to stay alive. Luann V says defund the IRS hit squad. Yes. And my buddy Nakaz 808 says aloha, guys. Yeah, F the IRS. They think they are Robin Hood for the commie masters. Get some gold and silver. Absolutely. You know, I mentioned this before, but, you know, I used to every month put extra money into gold and silver, and I just can't now. I just don't have any extra income. It's, you know, I'm hoping that we don't have to continue on like this forever, but like, geez, oh, Pete's, man, you know, everything is more expensive. It's really, really starting to hurt. Luann V says, do you mean to say our reps have to represent we the people now? Imagine that. That's exactly what we're saying. I love it.
What's happening?
I love it that they know who their masters are now. That's us. We the people. We put you there. We can remove you. We don't have to vote for you again. And if you don't represent the will of we the people, we're going to let you know about it. Keep standing strong, guys. Keep communicating your wishes. Maggie May, thank you for those shades. Chops ITMC says, I'm willing to bet the Crenshaw punch is on video, but the poster would get too much press for being undamaged. I don't know what that means, but I think I know what you mean, basically, that if the poster, you know, was to put that out online, he might get some flack. And Carenza says, Happy New Year, guys. We are off to a heck of a start. Yeah. Let me see. Just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. And let me check over here on Buy Me a Coffee and Cash App. I think there was something from yesterday on Cash App. Yes, Jerry, actually on Sunday. Thank you very much, Jerry, for that $10 donation. I appreciate you, buddy. And then over on Buy Me a Coffee, someone bought me five coffees. It says, thank you, RP78. Keep them coming. It's a great way to start the new year. So thank you very, very much. All right, Thomas, what do you have coming up later this afternoon?
Yeah, we got the True Reporting live stream with my co-host Brett Collins. Should be fire. So make sure you check that out, rumble.com/True Reporting. Make sure you subscribe, please. I would really appreciate it. You can find me on Telegram, True Reporting Posts, and on True Social at True Reporting. And appreciate you having me on Tuesdays, man. Love the show. Thank
Absolutely. You. Love you. Love the show as well. Love you guys out there in the audience. Let me pass out these gold pills over on the Foxhole. I will be back later today for a regular episode of Red Pill News. And, oh, shoot. Hang on. I didn't do this correctly. So let me go to there, go to here, and pass now. Oh, 3,333 gold pills. Look at that. Very cool. All right. Awesome. Yeah, I'll be back later today, and then I have no other shows later tonight. I do want to announce that the show that I do on Thursdays with 412 Anon and, quite frankly, Taken Aback, will now be broadcast also on Badlands Media at the regularly scheduled time, 4 p.m. So you can check that on Badlands and Patel Patriots channel. And unless we've got anything else, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you very much for hanging out with us today. And I'll see you later tonight. Good luck and God bless.